Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Here's a chance for me to tell you that consumers aren't being heard because consumers don't want electrification. I had a listener call the other day crying on the air that she can't afford her electric bill now. And the representative from NYSEG, who I had on the show that day, said, well, we have payment plans. And this certainly may be something that might be convenient, but it doesn't speak to the problem, which is electrification is going to cost more money. And the utilities have to charge us more because they have to prepare the grid that is woefully inadequate. And as a result of that, this can increase costs to consumers who have no choice in this matter, are going to have to bear the brunt of electrification for a policy that's basically failed before it happens. Because the truth is, it's not going to work. This is the United States of America, and we should have a choice. And that choice should be ours as consumers as to what we want to do to power our homes. And we're having that choice be taken away from us. As of January 1 of 2026, a brand new house has to be 100% electric. Now, in cases of a home going into a neighborhood that already has gas, you can have a gas generator. But in a house that's being built with no gas down that street, well, guess what? No gas generator can be installed. Now, let me ask you this question. What's going to happen in the first power outage due to a snowstorm in a brand new house that's 100% electric that has no standby generator? What are these people going to do? They're in a brand new house and they're being frozen out of it. Does this make any sense at all? Instead of going forward as a society, to me, this is a big regression. Because if we can't be comfortable in our own homes, then what can we have? And our right to be comfortable in our own homes is being taken away from us because of the cost of electrification and the mandate of electrification. The truth is, natural gas is reliable, it's dependable, and it's affordable. Natural gas does not go out in a power outage. Natural gas flows 24/7, 365 days a year. You cannot say that about the electric grid. The electric grid is not dependable. It can go out in a windstorm. It could go out if a tree falls on a power line. And certainly it can go out in a major calamity like a blizzard. But yet, that's the direction that we're going in. It's funny. A few years ago, the NFTA was touting the fact that they now had gas-powered buses. Well, right across the street here, we're looking at an electric bus. So the gas-powered buses have fallen by the wayside for electric buses. More dependence on the grid, more requirements for the grid. The whole idea of adding to the grid is one that has not been thought through. And I encourage Albany to embrace this discussion and do something about this before it's too late and before someone is frozen out of their brand new house.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.